Amen. Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 19, a Psalm of David. Those of you who are here in the third period, our campers studied the life of David, and I think we spoke about him a little on Sunday morning, too, how God spoke through him, spoke his word, and here's another example of that, a Psalm of David, Psalm 19. And now, follow along as I read. I'm reading from the King James Version, and some of you have other versions like the NIV. That's good too. Just read along. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's a precious psalm, a great song that David wrote. It speaks about the general revelation of God to all. The heavens declare God's glory. The skies show us his handiwork. I pulled up last night during the night, and I caught two people out. I said, oh no. If Brother Paul knows, he won't let us do this again. And they were right down there by the palace, going up to, you know, up the hill there. My headlights picked them up, and then I realized it was all right. It was Brother Keith and Brother Matt. I looked up. I knew why they were out there. Those skies were brilliant and beautiful last night. I don't know if anybody noticed. I think as clearly as I have seen all summer, you could pick out the Milky Way and the. It was just absolutely stunning for me to drive up here and see that. And the heavens declare the glory of God, his greatness and majesty. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You set your glory in the heavens. Your firmament, the skies proclaim the work of your hands. They are the work of your fingers. And it shouts out to us everywhere. It says there's no speech, there's no language where their voice is not heard. There's a general revelation to all. The Apostle Paul speaks about it in Romans 1. All the world is guilty before God because they can know him, but their hearts are darkened. They're blinded because they choose not to know him. It speaks about the sun and the glories of the sun and the tent that has been pitched for the sun in the heavens. I guess you could think of that as when the sun goes down into its tent, at least for us in our part of the world, right? And there Then it comes up again. There's a circuit we read about. And then there's a wonderful word. There is nothing hid from the heat thereof. That's a tremendous link to the next portion of the psalm that has to do with the word of God, the law of God. Here's the sun that shines brightly in the heavens, and it's penetrating and warming, and nothing hides from its heat. And that's true about the word of God, the specific and special revelation to God's people. That word of God has power. And here it speaks of it. There's a special revelation that underscores and emphasizes the general revelation and speaks to us of God, reveals God to us. We talked about that the first morning, how the greatest thing in all of our lives is to know God, to get to know Him. And He reveals Himself to us in His Word. He reveals His salvation, His so great salvation in Christ, and His call over our lives. And here it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. Wonderful things about the God's law. Different names for His law, yes. Here we have that the law of the Lord is trustworthy, making the simple wise. And because the law of the Lord is right, gives joy to the heart. And the law of the Lord is radiant and gives light to the eyes. And the law of the Lord, we could say, is pure and endures forever. And because the law of the Lord and ordinance of the Lord are sure and righteous, they warn us. And they bring us great reward. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold, sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Here's something that's for God's people. A book that is closed to others opens to us and reveals God to us. We can know Him in His Word. And He can keep us by His Word. And He can cleanse us by His Word. And then it becomes even more personal as we go on. And He says, Lord, search me. Cleanse me. Keep me. Keep me. And it's a prayer for forgiveness of sins, and also that God will keep us from sinning anymore. And then it's an appeal to our strength, or our rock and our Redeemer, that we might live pleasing in His sight. We might live holiness unto the Lord, that our thoughts, the meditations of our hearts, that our words might be pleasing to Him. That's another definition of a holy life. But I wanted to stop this morning. We just have a few minutes, as you know, to just say to you, I want to say this with all my heart. Take the Bible and ask God to make this word precious to you. Take it, read it every day. There's a power in here. It's a living seed. This word will make Jesus real and precious to you. Say, I don't know. I don't love this book as I see others do. My grandmother reads this every day. Well, she sits in her chair all the time, and she says she loves it. I don't know. I can't understand large portions of this book. But God wants to open it up to you and make you to cherish it and treasure it. You've heard all this before. I want you, if you don't love this book, as you see others love the Bible, and you don't love the Word of God as you know you should, I want you to pray that God will put in your heart a real love for His Word. And I want you to get into it, too. I want you to take it every day and read it. Read it. Read the Bible every day. And when you do, say, Lord, open this up to me. Show me yourself here. Show me what what you are, how great you are. Show me the salvation that you have provided for me in Christ. Show me the pure, holy life that you've called me unto, and fill me with your Spirit. Holy Spirit, read this book to me. Make it to live. Give me light. Strengthen me. Feed my soul. Approach that in a humble, loving way and ask God to change your heart towards this book. And you'll find that the word of the Lord will work deeply and mightily in your heart, making you holiness unto the Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken to you." Later on, when he prayed for them, he said, "Sanctify them." That just means make them holy. Sanctify them, he prayed for his disciples, through your truth. Your word is the truth. Take this Bible. I ask you to take this Bible and ask God to let it be precious to you and to open it up to you. We will not be holy without the Bible. It's our call to be holy. And in fact, the writer to the Hebrews said that we should strive to be holy. And it says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. Strive for, follow after peace with others and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. What does that mean? That means God wants to make us holy. It all comes from Him. And our holiness is not of ourselves. It's also guided by His discipline. We read that. It's so clear in Hebrews 12. We're to follow on to know the Lord. We trust and obey, and He helps us, and He makes us holy. But we're to strive. It's from Him, and He works it, and yet we're to follow obediently in His way. Get to know His Word. Love His Word. Feed on His Word. Be strengthened by His Word. He will make you clean. And then pray these prayers. Lord, forgive my sins and keep me from sinning. I'm going out to school, Lord. Keep me for you, Lord. Help me, Lord, to stand for you, not to be conformed. You know, you've heard wonderful things, and I've heard about them too. Maybe you go back to Sunday night where you heard about Daniel who purposed in his heart. You say, Lord, give me holy desires like Daniel had. Not to defile myself, but to live only for you. Or the next night, not to be conformed to this world. Present yourselves to God. You don't have to be like the others because you're different. You belong to Jesus. Now, what was it last night? I'm defined not... Well, how are you defined? By the Lord, not the world. And I need to be filled with the Spirit of God. Lord, put that in my heart. Every day I can come to you as I read your word and open my heart that you might fill me afresh and anew. I can be filled with your Spirit and live pleasing to you. You can take hold of my thoughts and my words and help me to live holy and acceptable to you. Oh, Lord. I've heard so many wonderful things. I've heard about knowing you. I've heard that God is holy. Now, Lord, help me to know you better and to live before you, pleasing to you, and to follow you with all my heart. Dear Jesus, thank you for this precious group. Thank you that there's a general revelation for all, but there's a specific and special revelation in your word for us. Don't let anyone miss the treasures that we have in your word, the deep working in our hearts that you want to work through your word as we bow before you. Help us to take it and be revived and cleansed and changed and fed and rejoicing in you and warned by you and keeping your word. Help us to follow on, trusting and obeying as we go from this place and loving you with all of our hearts. Make us truly your holy people, we pray, for your name's sake and for your glory, living, pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. For your great name's sake, for your glory, we pray. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.